Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, when your family tells you you're the best cook in the whole world, it's music to your ears. But when your good cooking tempts someone in the family into overeating and indigestion results, here's something else that's music to the ears. Yes, it's that cheerful Alka-Seltzer fizz. Music to the ears. Because that fizz means relief is on its way. Alka-Seltzer works quickly and gently to soothe and settle an unsettled stomach and relieve that stuffy, too-full feeling. And if you've tried Alka-Seltzer before, I don't have to tell you, you'll be feeling like your old self again in mighty short order. So whenever you or any one of the family has the unhappy, uncomfortable feeling of indigestion, upset stomach, or heartburn, just reach for your package of Alka-Seltzer. It's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
Picture of a man and his wife having a friendly discussion on the subject of procrastination.
Procrastination? What does that mean?
It means putting things off, and you've put this off long enough, McGee. Now, you promised nearly 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'll do it. I'll take care of it, Molly. Really, I will.
When?
Today. Right now. Let me borrow your scissors, and I'll trim it off around the edges so...
No, you are not going to cut your own hair. For goodness sakes, why don't you go to the barber shop? Have they raised the price to $2 or something?
No, it isn't that, Molly. It's Joe, my barber. I'm afraid to walk into that shop of his. No telling what I'll look like when I come out.
Believe me, my lad, anything he does to you will be an improvement at this point.
Oh, it's not that bad.
What's the matter with Joe the barber? He's always given you a beautiful haircut. You yourself said he's got the steadiest hand in town.
Well, he had, till this wife trouble started. Now he's all upset.
Wife trouble?
Yeah, they had a big row a couple of weeks ago, and she left him.
Oh, dear.
Went home to her mother, and everything was fine. But now she's back again, and Joe's as jumpy as a kangaroo on a hot sidewalk. Herb Travis was in there last week and nearly got scalped.
Well, Joe isn't the only barber in town. Why don't you...
Hold it, kiddo. Come in.
Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
How are you, my dear? And good day to you, Frizzledome.
Hi, Hearst Nurse. Come on in.
I'm glad you dropped by, Doctor. We were just talking about McGee getting a haircut.
I'm for that. If he was thinner and straighter, he could pose for one of those ads in the women's magazines.
Which ads?
You know, does your mop look like this after a hard month's scrubbing?
Well, he doesn't seem happy with his regular barber, Doctor. Maybe you could recommend one.
Well, I might be able to. Does he prefer the little seat with the horse's head on it or the one with the steering wheel?
Very funny. Very funny, Fatty.
Now, come on, Doctor. I'm serious.
I don't know what the heck you're asking him for. With that skin skull he's got, all he has to do is go in twice a year and have the points on his ears filed down.
Oh, McGee.
Well, I'm not looking for a new barber. I'll go to Joe. But not now. I'm going to wait until things cool down and he gets to be his old self again.
What happened to Joe?
Seems he's having domestic problems. Arguments with his wife.
Oh, is she back?
Yeah, you know how he gets when she's around.
Oh, the poor guy. He's usually so happy clipping away and singing some aria from his favorite opera.
Yeah, but the way he is now, a couple of choruses of Faust and I'll look like the devil.
You look like the devil anyhow with your hair growing clear down your back. You'll have to
get... Hey, I just remembered.
Yeah?
There's a new barber shop opened a couple of weeks ago in the Ritz Vista Hotel. Pierre's. Supposed to be great.
Pierre's? Sounds like a beauty parlor. Or a restaurant.
No, he seems to be a very fine barber, really. One of my patients was telling me about him yesterday.
Yeah?
This fellow's real fussy about his hair, and Pierre did a swell job on him.
Good.
I saw him right afterwards, and his hair looked great. Cut just right, nice and wavy.
Yeah, but I don't like to sleep with curlers, Doc. Thanks for a nasty, underhanded try, Fatso, but I'll wait for Joe.
Now, McGee, you listen to me. You're going to go down to Pierre's and get a haircut right now.
Oh, but Molly,
would he be in a big hotel like the Ritz Vista if he wasn't a fine barber? Stop worrying.
I know, but Doc...
Here's your hat.
But, Molly, I'm scared of new barbers. And anyway, Joe is the sensitive type. If he finds out I'm going to someone else, he'll be hurt. Won't he, Doc? You understand, don't you, Doc? Molly, you wouldn't want me to hurt Joe's feelings, would you? Molly! Oh, okay, give me my hat. Gee whiz.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun is good for you, you know. It helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend. To help you feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into water fizz and become a relief-giving liquid that's better. Because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer is easy for your system to absorb immediately. Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
I'd rather cut my own hair anytime, in the dark, with a rusty scout axe and go to a new barber. They scared the bejunior out of me, Wimp.
Oh, me too, Mr. McGee. But I hear this Pierre is a very fine barber.
Yeah, that's what Doc Gamble said, but...
I've spoken to a dozen people who've been going there. All of Joe's old customers.
Poor Joe. His business must be shot.
Well, I was going to wait for him to get himself straightened out, but... Well, I'm afraid to take a chance. Sweetie Face might come home any day now.
Who?
Sweetie Face, my big old wife.
That's who I thought you meant. Out of town, is she?
Yes. She went to a class reunion at her old alma mater in Cicero, Illinois.
Class reunion, huh?
Yes. She's a graduate of old BCI, you know. That's the Bone Crushers Institute. It's non-sectarian.
Oh, BCI, huh? Never heard of that one.
Oh, very fine school. If you like to crush bones. Mm. Sweetie Face majored in judo there. Got her M.A. degree, in fact.
Oh, she's got a degree. Master of Arts?
No, at Sweetie Face's school, M.A. stands for Mayhem Artist.
Oh.
And believe me, she is. I'm surprised you haven't heard of BCI. Their school song is quite well known, really.
Yeah? Not to me, it ain't.
My goodness, I must know it by heart. It's quite catchy. Let me see. It goes...
Never mind, Wally.
Oh, muscle-bound, oh, muscle-bound, old grads we are, so muscle-bound.
Wally.
But we love you, dear BCI, and we are here to do or die.
Wimp, I hate to be impolite, but here's the barbershop, Pierre's.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
Come on, open the door, let's go. Boy, sure is a fancy-looking place, all right.
Certainly is. Smells good, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not interested in the aroma. The kind of haircut you get, that's what I'm interested in.
Me, too. I'm just as nervous about trying a new barber as...
Hey, we're lucky. There's a guy in the chair now. We can watch how Pierre does on him and see if he does it okay.
There you are, sir. Fini.
Thanks, Pierre. Looks fine.
Happy to do it, sir. Anytime your eyebrows need another trim, Mr. Lewis, it is Pierre's pleasure to do it. No charge. Oh, thank you, Mr. Lewis. Next, please.
Oh, he didn't get a haircut, Mr. McGee.
No, so we still don't know how good this barber is.
No. If Sweetie Face comes home and finds me scalped or wearing a Navajo butch or something, she...
I sit next, please, gentlemen. Who is next?
Next? Well, you're next, Wimp. Him, he's next.
Me? Oh, no. You're next, Mr. McGee. Oh, what the heck. Live dangerously, Wallace. I'll be next.
Attaboy, boy. I'll sit here and watch Pierre, and if he makes any wrong cuts, I'll tell him so. Don't you worry about a thing.
How does it look so far, Mr. McGee?
Great. Looks swell, Wimp. Pierre, you're doing a fine job.
Oh, thank you, monsieur.
How's the back? I can't see the back very well. My eyes aren't long enough to see back there. And...
Perfect, boy, perfect. This guy's a master barber.
You flatter my 30 years' experience, monsieur.
Well, to tell you the truth, we kind of owe you an apology, Pierre. You see, we were both scared of you when we came in, you being a new barber. For us, I mean.
Oh, that is understandable. Most people, they are used to their old barber. But once they see Pierre's work...
Boy, you can say that again. How much longer will you be with my friend here?
Oh, 15, maybe 20 minutes.
That long?
Pierre believes if the thing is worth doing, it is worth doing well.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is, I'm kind of in a hurry. I got to get back home soon and show my wife what a good job.
Well, my assistant, he will be back from lunch in a few minutes.
Oh, no, I'll wait for you, Pierre. I don't...
Here he is now.
I'm sorry I'm late, boss. You see, I would... Hey, Mr. McGee.
Joe!
Hey, such a big surprise. Who told you I work here on Thursdays because of my business? She's a slow, huh?
Well, gee, I...
Oh, you two know each other?
Know each other. He's my best customer, Pierre. Why do you think he's here? He found my shop closed and he asked everybody in town until he found out where Joe is. Such a loyalty. You make me cry.
Oh, brother.
Sit down, Mr. McGee. Here's my chair right here.
Yeah, but Joe...
Yeah, that's it. You heard about my wife, Maria. Oh, she'd drive me crazy.
Look, Joe, I
tell
I
you, mean... Mr. McGee, that the woman, she's a murderer. Nag. Nag. Nag.
Yeah,
nag.
Look, Joe,
just relax. You leave it to me. Here, I put a warm towel on your face. Maria, I say, how can a man work when you nag and nag and nag? She making me lose my customer. She's driving me crazy with all the damage.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins, and your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
It looks simply terrible, McGee.
Yep.
What'd he cut it with? A butcher knife? Hedge clippers? A lawnmower?
I'd just rather not talk about it, if you don't mind.
Well, that's the last time I'll ever send you to Pierre's for a haircut. Next time you need a haircut, you just wait for Joe, you hear? If it takes him a year to get straightened out with his wife, we'll wait. For Joe.
Molly, could we just skip it? I'd like to forget the whole horrible experience.
I don't blame you. Looks like it was cut with a rusty spade and a...
So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson is Mr. Wimple, and Arthur Q. Bryan is Dr. Gamble. Joe was played by Jay Novello, and Pierre by Fritz Feld. Well, actually, it isn't as bad as it sounds. Mr. McGee's hair will all grow out again in 5 or 6 weeks anyway. This is John Wall bidding you goodbye for now, but plan to be with us again soon, won't you? We'll be looking for you.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.